B-Pod Studios.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, B. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
You know, this Teddy Bridgewater thing's interesting. I bet you Shanahan looks at him and says, you know, that's a guy that I can win with. Maybe he throws a little bit better of a deep ball than Garoppolo for my scheme. Maybe he makes some better decisions. I think Jimmy's way better than Teddy Bridgewater, but in that scheme, maybe he thinks Teddy's a better fit. But make no doubt, Garoppolo is plan A for the Patriots, and Patriots fans should be rooting for the 49ers to do something at quarterback. And if you think Teddy Bridgewater is going there to be a $17 million backup insurance policy for Jimmy Garoppolo, I have a hard time seeing that.
Greg Bedard on his podcast, Greg Bedard of Boston Sports Journal. He writes that Jimmy Garoppolo is still plan A at quarterback for the Patriots. And he says, I'd keep an eye on the Teddy Bridgewater stuff. Garoppolo is still far and away their plan if they had to draw it up. He said, of course, it's all dependent on the Niners doing something. That's all, of course, obvious at this point. And you just heard him talk about why they might want Bridgewater. But here's something new.
But John Lynch said that they're going to, he's their guy.
He says, don't believe anything that John Lynch says. Which, again, that point so far, yes, of course. You never believe an executive when they say something like that. Right. Here's the next part. He has no power there. It's Kyle Shanahan's show from top to bottom at that place. And Shanahan doesn't show his cards, you know. But first of all, wait, hold on. John Lynch has no power? That's new. I didn't know that.
Well, maybe Shanahan's final say.
Interesting.
He says Shanahan power.
Shanahan doesn't show his cards. Well, that's not true. Shanahan won't shut up. He talks to the media all the time behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Shanahan and Burt Breer, I think, text each other nightly to say goodnight to each other.
I thought those two guys were the ones in Jersey that had the room together.
Are you kidding me? Shanahan's always leaking things to the media. He doesn't. He shows his cards.
Yeah,
he's already shown his. He's already shown the cards that he doesn't think Jimmy Garoppolo is all that good, that he's not in love with Jimmy Garoppolo. It says he might even leave Lynch out there twisting in the wind due to his media ties. I would not put any faith into what Lynch says. I do think the Niners believe that they're not going to do anything until they do better. But this Teddy Bridgewater stuff bears watching. So if they like Bridgewater, they get him. Jimmy G is free. They're going to be able to trade him. Because I don't think the Panthers, as we discussed yesterday, were probably going to want Jimmy G back. That means the Patriots can then pull off the trade or Jimmy G gets cut. One of the two.
Yeah, and this is just, it's so odd because when you look at the pecking order and you look at the list of guys that you thought potentially San Francisco would want as an upgrade, never did Bridgewater's name really come up. You know, it was Darnold, it was Deshaun Watson, it was Kirk Cousins, it was Matt Ryan, it was Sam Bradford. You know, it was everybody. Everybody but Teddy Bridgewater. Now all of a sudden it's Teddy Bridgewater. Is he a good deep ball thrower? I can't even remember.
He's got a good arm strength. I can't recall that he's...
I know he's a good game manager. Like, he's good from under center. He's good from the gun.
Huh. Let's see it. Go for it, San
Francisco.
Let's
go. Come on, Kyle. Pull the trigger.
Let's get it done.
Get the ball rolling.
Let's go to your calls. Paulie's in the truck. Paulie.
Hey, boys. First of all, Cam Newton is not coming back here. He's just... Boys, I just had to take you off speakerphone. Am I off?
No, you're on.
Okay, yeah.
Let it rip.
Off speakerphone. All right. Coach looks at the media as nothing but a big distraction. So he's going to use the media to create a bit of a distraction by holding on to Newton. He's just enjoying the ride, the pony ride on Newton's back while he's circling the drain. He'll let go of him before he goes down the drain because he knows he'll go down with him if he doesn't. He has no intention. He's just not telling you to bring back Cam Newton, okay?
Right.
Okay, now,
okay.
In terms of In terms of Rudolph, in terms of staying with the quarterbacks first, before I get to Rudolph and Van Noy, you have to have an insurance policy for both Stidham in case he can't play and he's going to be on the team. And let's say you get Garoppolo in case he can't stay on the field. So you got to bring in Alex Smith because he's the cheapest one by far out there. He'll give you the biggest bang for the buck. You're going to get him for maybe, what, a couple of million? And he can play. Right. And he'll be a great mentor.
Tell me about
Stidham, okay?
Rudolph and Van Noy.
You're going to have that backup anyway. You're going to have that insurance policy for both those guys if those are the two guys that you want. Those are the two guys that you want in the dressing room. You want Garoppolo. Belichick wants Garoppolo and Stidham. Because the third guy has got to be Alex Smith. Okay, the Rudolph, I don't want him. Belichick wrote education of a coach. He said he woke up one day in Cleveland, he was old. Rudolph's production's down, he's getting old, he's been hurt. I liked him for last year, maybe we could have picked him up at the trade deadline. That's the kind of move you make to pick up a guy like that, is at the trade deadline. Not now. Van Noy, I'm all in. All in on Kyle, he can still play. He's still playing at a high level. Bring him back in, I'm all in.
You know, Van Noy statistically put up good numbers in Miami last year, though. You see those numbers? He put up good numbers.
People think he had a bad year.
We just talked about yesterday how he didn't have a good year.
I don't think he was a good fit. I don't think he had a good year. The statistics, I think, are not telling the entire story on his year. I don't think
I didn't watch a ton of Dolphins games that didn't involve the Patriots, so I don't know. I do remember him getting trucked a couple of times when they played the Patriots.
Yes.
And he was on the inside, Hardy. And he's an outside guy. You know, we talked about this with Chase Winovich. Sometimes you get placed in the wrong position. You get eaten up. You know, I don't know what problems B-Flo had down there, you know, in his front seven as to where and how he needed to move Kyle around down there. But he knew what he did and what he did well here, that's for sure. A little different when there's no Hightower, Jamie Collins in the middle, running around. They're gobbling up people to allow you to make some plays off the edge on the backside. That's how Ninkovich became a good player.
Let's go to Shane, who's in Roslyn Dale. Shane.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm all in on Hunter Henry. As long as you got somebody at quarterback like Jimmy G coming back. But here's my real question. What happened to Devin Asiasi? Out of UCLA, he had his last year 44 receptions, 650 yards. This year with the Pats, 2 receptions, 39 yards. What happened to this kid? He looked good coming out of UCLA.
Didn't practice, didn't have OTAs, didn't have any sessions here.
Don't know. It's not like he's ever looked good at the NFL level.
Yeah, nice catch for a touchdown there towards the end of the year. That's about it.
We'll see.
I know, and underneath drags, you throw the ball 90 miles an hour, it's going to go off his helmet. I'll tell you that. That's on
Cam's fault.
Guarantee.
I guess it was Cam's fault. You going to blame that on Cam, too?
No, we'll blame that on Devin.
Okay. Let's go to Lee in Mansfield. Lee.
How's it going, guys?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Mark DeLucci on the 26th of February put a big article about Jimmy G and Cam Newton comparison. He claims that the Niners should actually go after Newton. If you want to look up that article, it's pretty crazy, but it's all there in black and white. You know, he's got
That's funny. Jimmy, somebody else would want Cam.
They should go after him. How are you going to get him? I don't know. Now, I don't know if the Niners are willing to do what it's going to take.
Right now, name a team that wants Cam Newton.
Mm.
Come on, give me one.
Patriots.
Bill Belichick. New England Patriots.
It's like he's got one suitor.
Ooh. It's almost like last offseason.
Almost like a year ago.
It's kind of like Groundhog Day, isn't it? I'm preparing myself.
You should. Julian and Millis. Julian.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey.
There's a lot of talk this week about, you know, Belichick only taking him back, Cam Newton, that is, because he's a suck-up and he's cheap. But, you know, I was wondering what your thoughts are on the idea that actually it's Kraft who wants him to stay, because if you replace Cam Newton with a Marcus Mariota or Fitzpatrick, you know, the celebrity has completely gone. He doesn't have another star. And when you think about jerseys and tickets and just fan interest, primetime spots, all that stuff, despite his play, Cam Newton is still a much bigger star than those guys. I'm going to hang
Cam Newton is good for fan interest? You're out of your mind, Julian.
I don't think they're selling a lot of Cam Newton jerseys. I don't think there's a lot of star power. I don't think any of that stuff applies at this moment. If he's here next year and he starts playing a lot better, then it's something.
But how was the fan interest the final month of the season?
Interesting, based on everybody I talked to over there said, we're lucky we don't have fans.
Right, right.
The way it's trending, you're going to have fans this year. Looks like it.
Last year, they were lucky not to have fans in that building for the reaction that...
I think there was at one point where I actually stood up and went, gotten.
Boo! No!
I think I did that.
Did you yell, learn football?
No.
Is that one of your lines?
No, boo!
Learn football!
I did yell. I don't know what it was. Bob will remember. He looked over at me. Like,
learn football! Boo! Do you want one of those?
Worcester! Yeah. Hey.
I'm sorry?
Got a lot of schools.
More on Cam Newton. A note from Greg Bedard on Cam Newton.
Wasn't that a fun exercise, though?
And more of your calls.
Name a team that wants Cam Newton.
Yeah, do it. Come up with one. More on that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Talk sports in Boston. You talk to these guys.
Just going to say something quick. If you want to get everything, just go see Big Al and Reveal.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Third and the long two. Green takes a shotgun snap, throws the screen, left the ball, batted, and it's caught with a diving interception. Deflected at the line. Shelby Harris, who makes that his specialty, deflecting the pass on the screen with the interception by Deshaun Williams.
Too late, too lazy with the throw. The throw is sidearm, it gets tipped. And that's an easy pick right there. It's predetermined. He doesn't move his feet, does Cam. Cam's got to back up more and bait the defender into him and then go over the top with the throw. It's an easy deflection, and now you're paying for this one.
Six one seven 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 nine 0985, the phone number.
Cam Newton. The memories.
What memories?
Oh, the memories.
Of all the Cam plays?
Of the year. Tom corrected me. The time they told me to pipe down was I was yelling at one of the refs.
Greg Bedard writes this. I hate to say this, but I now think the Patriots are talking themselves into bringing back Cam Newton. Or at least Bill Belichick will, but not as the starter, as part of the room. They really think his surrounding cast was a big problem. Bring him back and put him in the mix.
Well, that's confusing to me.
Coaching
if
staff.
The surrounding cast was the problem. Why wouldn't you just bring him back, but not as the guy? Or as the
because
guy?
Because they're going to have a big quarterback competition in camp. That they want Cam to be involved in.
They are, aren't they?
It's going to be a collective bag of suck that they roll out in training camp. All the guys that are available in June are all just going to get signed, and they're going to bring them all into camp and see which one works the best.
Brady's rookie year, they had four guys, right?
Yeah, including a guy who just signed a $100 million deal.
We're gonna have tryouts at nickel, and we're going to bring back Jordan Richards, Chris Canty, Rozai Dowling, James ahead of him.
Are you fearful that the Patriots will just go with whoever is cheap?
No.
Cheap quarterbacks because we couldn't do a deal for Jimmy, couldn't pull that off. We just signed a bunch of guys who are cheap, and we're going to bring them in and
let
them compete.
Here's what I'm afraid of. Honestly, what I'm afraid of is I think they're doing a full push in on Jimmy. And it's balls to the walls. That's the guy we circled. That's the guy we want. That's the guy we want them to make a move on, that we want to pounce and get and bring him home and be our guy. And if that falls through and we don't get him, we're not just going to go to the list of Ryan Fitzpatrick's, Gardner Minshew's, Andy Dalton. Guys that we all would agree would rather have than Cam. Because if we can't get Jimmy, we're going to bring back what we had last year and draft a guy and add that guy to the room and try and get better at the skill position.
Cam Newton. And,
oh, man, would that just feel like a big bag of yuck for an offseason.
Cam Newton in the room. Cam in the room. He says, I think people are going to freak out, but nobody's talking about him as a starter. I think you're looking at a scenario where, say, it's Gardner Minshew, which I think
why
they
you,
are.
Why do you want him to be here?
Which as, I think as, they as, are
as
open
egotistical to. Statistical backup.
So he puts this, Gardner Minshew, Cam Newton, and a draft pick would be the room.
I don't think Cam's going to stay here to be a backup to Gardner Minshew.
Maybe he's not a backup. Maybe he's the starter and Gardner Minshew is the backup.
Okay, well.
Or we go through this. This is deja vu. We're going through the same thing we went through a year ago. You get to the end of camp and Cam's not the starter, you let him go. Cam, you're not the starter. You want to be let go? Or do you want to stick around? Put the ball in his court.
Oof.
I don't want to be a backup. No problem. See you later. And that's how it goes down. Same thing as a year ago. Huh? Same thing. But with a new element. Gardner Jakes Minshew, as you like to say, Hardy.
Hasn't really caught on. The only one who calls him that, other than you, just now.
Cam Newton, in the room. Greg Bedard. That's what he says. Troy is in Providence. Hi, Troy.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
So I was watching this I Am Athlete podcast, and Brandon Marshall asked him, Cam Newton, what happened pretty much last season. And he essentially said it was the whole offseason process, which I think is a load of crap. And also, do you think that Cam would work as a Taysom Hill type role?
No, I don't. I don't think that would work at all.
What about tight end?
Here's the thing about Cam Newton, though. And not just Cam Newton, but any other free agent quarterbacks. They're not going to have much of an offseason if they have to wait to get someone who's cheap. Cam's got the leg up. He was here all of last year. He's been here for a year. He's been in the system.
Yeah, he does. But the Taysom Hill type role?
No.
If I thought that Cam Newton was going to... if I thought he were better at running the ball than he is at throwing the ball, I would say, okay. But he's really not any better at that. He's maybe a tiny bit better, but it's not explosive. It's not speedy.
Better than what?
He's got strength.
What do you say?
He's got strength in short yardage situations, but that's it. I mean, it's not. No. No, I'm with you, Beetle. No. He's not going to be good in a Taysom Hill role.
The old Cam Newton that I covered, it called games against. It would be drop back pass. And if something wasn't there, he'd sort of scoot up in the pocket. He'd break containment. Then he'd get outside. Then he'd take off. And it'd be almost impossible to stop.
Yeah, because he was fast
Those
and strong.
Those plays aren't there. Like, the new modernized Cam Newton from the run is to what Hardy's talking about. It's put him in a gun, take the drop back, one step back, delay step, and then go off tackle or go between the guards. Now, he's going to get you three or four, but... In essence, it's like another running back.
Yeah.
They can throw a little bit.
Well, they got some work to do.
Steve in Manchester on Kyle Rudolph. Steve, what do you got?
Hey, I moved to the area. Got a lot of insight on Kyle Rudolph. Been watching him the past 10 years. He's a really good tight end. Good in the pass block, good in the run block, which is really underrated these days. And then he's really, really smart player, which is Belichick wants. He wants a smart character guy, great in the locker room, great in the community. And if you can get him for around $6 million, I think he'd be an excellent addition to the Patriots. He's a great red zone target and he's got great hands.
Bill was trying to trade for him 2 years ago. So we know Bill likes the player.
He's a good player, man. He's a good tight end. He and Greg Olsen are like the two same type of players. Good in the back of the end zone, good body control along the end line, catches the ball at its highest point. He's not a thick tight end, meaning waiting for the ball to sort of bang off the chest a little bit. You know who does that? Jason Witten did that a lot. He'll catch the ball right between the 8 and the 2. You know, this guy catches it in the hands. He's a good runner, too. He's smart.
Zach in the car. Hey, Zach.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Great to follow Kyle Rudolph's agent there. I want to try to make the logical case for a hard no on Garoppolo. And I look at it this way. There's only four possibilities. Don't acquire. Jimmy's good or he sucks. Do acquire, and he's good or he sucks. And when I look at those four quadrants, I just think it looks – I just think if I'm looking at it from just the perspective of two people, the general manager and the head coach. And when I look at that, if I don't acquire him and he's bad, well, that's what I expect to happen based on what we know about him. If I acquire him
– I have no idea what this guy's talking about. Does anyone follow this? No. I cannot follow your point, Zach. I cannot follow it. Quadrants –
well, if you get a quadrant where he's good, but he sucks.
What?
But you suck and he's good.
His comment line was hard no on Jimmy G. He doesn't want Jimmy G. Come up with something better, Zach. Tell us what you want that's better that will be available. There's a chance Jimmy Garoppolo will be available. A chance. That's what we're clinging to. That's where the conversation now is. Brandon in Boston wants to talk about Blake Bortles as a potential quarterback. Go ahead. Throw him in the mix.
Yeah. I mean, all this talk about Minshew and all this stuff, let's talk about a guy that actually won in the postseason. Let's talk about just a few years back in 2018 when he was playing the Patriots. Granted, he lost. It was 20-24. Patriots won that. But let's talk about the next season when he had that rematch when he beat the Patriots 31-20. This is a guy that has all the mechanics that you need in a quarterback. He has a contract value of $910,000. If you're going to build around somebody, you build around Blake Bortles. I don't get it. All this talk, if anybody has a chip on his shoulder, it's Blake Bortles. You build around that guy. Bring him in. He'll play hard for you.
Blake Bortles.
It's an odd one. It really is. He's got all the size. He's got the athletic ability. He's got playing experience. He's taken this team several years in the playoffs. And boy, if he just makes that throw a little bit higher over Gilmore, they may be going to Super Bowl that year.
Mm-hmm. Bortles.
He's also the quarterback that gave up the 10-point lead late in the fourth.
Look at the quarterback room we're building here. Artie. Bortles, Minshew, Cam. Who else? Alex Smith. I'm going to put him in there.
Again.
3-9 in his final season with Jacksonville, signed a 1-year deal with the Broncos. Oh my
God. That Patriots Broncos, game was their Super Bowl.
Broncos cut him in October.
He played great in that game.
Yeah, and then it was downhill since then.
Didn't he throw that ball to Marquise Lee down the sideline he caught with one hand? I think he did. God.
There you go.
His last season, he played in his last hurrah was the divisional round win against the Steelers. That was over 3 years ago. And they went 3-9. He hasn't played. He's been practice squad, backup, whatever.
Take a flyer. Why not?
Okay.
Put him in the room.
Put him in the room.
Put him in the room.
Just add another guy in the room.
Just don't sell
him. Not saying he's going to start 17 games. He's in the room.
Brandon, ease up on build around Blake Bortles.
He went a little. That part you got extricated from. Build around Blake Bortles.
What are we doing?
I'll have the discussion. I just don't want
the discussion. Would you take Blake Bortles over Cam?
Yeah, it's a semantics thing. I just don't want to build around Blake Bortles. I just don't want to say that out loud. That's all.
Brandon's like, it's right
we're
in front of your face.
We're in Zippyville, though. Yeah. We're in Planet Zippyville. That's where we're at. Again, I challenge you to come up with an NFL team. With Cam Newton being a free agent, we'll pick up the phone and say, hey, I'd like to take a look at you. Come here. Come on in here for a workout.
I heard Felger Maz make a point yesterday that no matter who it is, we're going to hate them.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we might.
Why are you going to hate them?
No matter who the quarterback is.
A preconceived notion from when they played with another team, like a Bortles?
No,
or?
we're going from Tom Brady to now. We watched a year of Cam Newton. We hated that experience. And we're likely going to hate the next experience, too. We're going to hate it. We're going to hate whoever it is. It's going to be some quarterback bum of the month club. Like, that's what we're going for here.
Easy, Murray. I don't think it's going to be quarterback bum of the month club.
It very well could be.
We're talking about having room in the room for Blake Bortles.
We're talking about Blake Bortles, and we're talking about Alex
Smith. And we're talking about it seriously.
Or Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Like, seriously,
or what are we talking about here?
Seriously. I'm like, I got a chance to play quarterback in a National Football League. The head coach is Bill Belichick. The ownership group are the Crafts. The offensive coordinator is Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't I want to go there?
Who?
Why
who
shouldn't that
there?
Be a landing spot for me?
Who, though?
Well, yeah, but who?
Who are you talking about?
But if I'm like,
you're acting
Andy
like there's some premier.
Mario, like Mariota doesn't want to rip up the final year. Give me a break. You want? I'll go to New England. I'll rip it up.
I don't think.
Sure, that, in a second.
Again, those are all in the
like
same
that.
Club, though.
That's, yeah, that's, Mariota isn't the answer.
No, no. I'm saying that for to give me a chance to go there, play, and revive my career. Because Cam ain't the answer. So what the hell should you even be considering bringing him back for?
Okay, but that doesn't relate to whether or not we're going to like the experience. Even if it's Mariota, we'll probably hate him. He'll probably drive us nuts.
If it's Fitzpatrick, probably going to get a guy that's going to be drafted highly and it'll be the next guy.
You can hate him, Beetle. I'm going to be more positive.
If it's Fitzpatrick, we're going to sit there and hate him and talk about, oh, look,
fun of Harvard.
He wasn't as good as we thought he was. Yeah, this sucks, too.
I'm not going to hate him. I started being very positive. I started yesterday. You should join me. You came in a bad mood today. All this stuff's going wrong. You just got to look on the bright side, pal. Join me over here. It's great. I'm very positive now. It's my new thing. I've only been doing it for about 14 hours, but I'm really into it. My life has never been better.
When the 49ers settle on Garoppolo or trade him to another team, I'm just wondering where that leaves everybody here in terms of how they feel about the future of the position here.
Well, I'm going
to
feel it.
Zoe's clinging to that one. If it doesn't work, then what? Well, then you got to pick from this cast of characters.
Jelly month of the club.
Yes.
Jeez. Good pull, T-Bone.
That's an old one. Good job.
What is that? Where'd you pull that from?
The archives. Here's Hardy with headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Drive home with Felger and Matt. Right now, Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Six 617-779-0985. Greeny's in Milford. Hi, Greeny.
Hey, what's up, Jay? What's up, guys? I've got a question. Why are we still talking about Cam Newton? Stidham's not even anybody's conversation anymore. Why do you actually guys think he might be coming back?
Because he's still here, and because they had a chance to play Stidham last year, and they didn't, and they must have had good reason for it. So,
yeah, but I mean, he could throw a 15-yard out. He's bouncing off the ground. I mean, all the injuries and surgeries he had a hamper his throwing.
I can't take the phone.
The coach likes him.
I shouldn't say he's still here, but he hasn't gone anywhere.
The coach likes him.
And he hasn't been eliminated. And he hasn't been eliminated from the conversation. So
we need the elimination.
But who's your presumptive starter for the New England Patriots for 2021? Who is it?
Doesn't exist. We don't have a presumptive starter.
We
don't have that.
You have to presume.
I wouldn't give it to Cam yet.
I'll give it to Cam.
You don't have to presume that. I don't think that's true. But the coach likes him, and he works cheap. That's why. That's why he's still being talked about. That's why he's still in the conversation.
Hi.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Todd.
So,
Todd
who is that?
It's Todd in Bridgewater. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's my daughter in the background. I was calling because I was interested in Kyle Trapp. Hey. Keep it down. Daddy's talking to adults here.
Oh, boy.
I've talked to you all morning.
What does she want, Todd?
She wants Frozen. That's what she wants.
Put it on.
Yeah.
Let it go.
I have you guys on for Sandy in the background. She likes watching you guys and hearing you guys.
Well, let me talk to her.
You want to talk to her? Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, he's good with kids.
Hi.
Do you want to build a snowman? Come on, sing.
Sing
it.
I'm trying to figure out who you are, so.
It's Olaf.
I have that effect on kids.
Yeah, so
call
really
our show. We'll give you what you want.
All right.
Yeah, no, scared the hell out of her.
Unlike your
dad. What do you got, Todd?
Yeah. Well, hey, I've already played Frozen twice this morning, so, and the new Tom and Jerry. So we've been going at it since 6.
Tom and Jerry out?
Does she swim? You can put her in the pool with Zoe. Zoe loves to swim with kids in the pool.
Not yet. She's going to learn once COVID's over.
All right.
So, yeah. That's kind of put a hamper on a lot of things. But
just drive around Rentham, look for the fireworks. You'll find Zoe's house, and you hop right in the pool.
So I was calling just about you guys' thoughts on Kyle Trask because he was...
Kyle Trask. Okay, Todd. Thank you. Zoe's giving his thoughts on Trask. Zoe seems to be, I'd say, you're warm on Trask.
I was extremely hot on Trask.
You're hot on him, but not so much right now.
And it is tippling because, like, he's like falling. Why don't we talk about him? Why is he not on the radar? Like, I watched a lot of SEC football this year because of him, because of Mac Jones, because Joe Burrow even got me hooked on it a year ago. I want to see what his replacement was going to be like. The kid from Texas A&M, yeah, he could sling it. What's his name? M. Singer down in Texas. He could play too. Like, I watch a lot of football down here. Now all of a sudden, this kid slipped. He was the most impressive to me, thrown into the tight holes. Pitts was his tight end. He didn't have a ton of receivers, but he was a good, strong, accurate thrower. This is the type of guy maybe you get in the second round. Go defense, trade out of that spot, trade out of 15. Get two late defensive first-round picks, and then get Trask in the second round.
Okay. Yeah, I
that wouldn't shock me, and that wouldn't piss me off.
Warm on Trask. So there you have it, Todd. Play the damn Frozen video.
Is there a bigger Disney song than that one for a movie?
I don't know, so why don't you give us your rankings of Disney songs?
Well, the Randy Newman, You've Got a Friend in Me, was the Woody Toy Story theme.
You don't have to do it right this second. I'm saying to start thinking about it.
All right.
Okay.
I bet I could come up with six of those and still can't come up with another team that would want Cam Newton. I could give you six Disney chick songs that everybody loves from movies, from your favorite movies, and I can't come up with a team that would say, hey, pick up the phone and call Cam.
Is a trade of Stephon Gilmore a foregone conclusion? According to one report, it is. We'll tell you about it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Dolak and Bertrand.
The only way you're not coming with us is if we call the police. You have to go.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We play this because, as Zoe noted a few moments ago, He could name far more Disney songs than he could teams that want Cam Newton as quarterback. It's a fair point.
Lion King, Circle of Life.
Elton John, right?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Ooh, what's that one our boy Wags likes from...
Oh, the Phil Collins song.
Here in my heart.
You'll be in my heart.
You'll be in my heart. Yeah, okay.
Lion King? Was that it?
Yeah.
That wasn't
No, that was Elton John with Circle of Life. Yeah. That's the one. Mm-hmm. The Phil Collins one was...
Tarzan.
Oh, you got the other one, Jungle Book. You got Peter Pan. You can fly.
Right.
We already got five. That's not even thinking.
That's a lot of songs right there. It's like five more teams than we know definitely want Cam Newton.
What you do is come up with two.
Right? You mentioned you've got a friend in me.
Yeah.
Well, Toy Story.
Really doing this, huh? Okay.
Yeah, you mentioned that one.
Yep.
Aladdin had a whole new world.
A whole new world. That's a good one.
That's a good one, right? Think of all these Disney songs you can come up with.
Oh, my God. I'm only in the 70s here. Jesus.
What's in the 70s?
Return to Witch Mountain. I remember that one.
Ooh. Apple Dumpling Gang. Yeah. That was a good one, too.
Herbie Goes Bananas.
What are you looking
Popeye.
For?
Popeye.
Are you looking
for? Hello there. It's me, Robin Williams. It's Popeye. And who's me olive oil?
He just Googled Disney movies.
And so you're looking at all the Disney movies.
Well, you should probably look at a list of Disney movie songs.
Right.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at the movie, and I remember the song for that movie.
Okay, then. You keep doing
well, we at least got five.
Yep. TJ in Vermont. TJ.
Yeah, how you guys doing today?
Yeah.
I was just, I don't know if anybody's... put this angle on the quarterback situation for New England, but is there anybody in there that in the league now, I should say, that has the potential that just needs a new situation that could become a quarterback?
Could become a quarterback?
I don't know.
Well, let's think about this. Let this through, guys.
Or someone that needs to
revise
their career.
Is there anybody out there in the league
could become a quarter?
The kids just say, you know what? F it.
Tired of being kicked
hold
to the
on,
outside.
Be right back. I'm gonna get a ball. Hold on.
On the defensive line. Give me that ball.
Edelman.
I'm tired of being a linebacker.
Right.
I'm gonna be a quarterback now.
Punter. This is so stupid.
I got a ball.
Nobody even talks to me in a locker room.
How do you hold? Do you hold the ball by the strings? What are these strings for? What's this hole?
I think his question is: is there a guy who's already? As he did say, already a quarterback in the league before he trailed off.
What
do you think he was doing?
I don't know. I don't know anymore. I'm very positive though. It's okay.
We are.
What do you think he was doing?
We're the flagship station. We're the flagship station.
We are.
For the sixth time.
Yep.
Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
That's us.
And this is our heyday, baby. We talk football. And we're fielding calls on somebody in the league that may want to just play quarterback for the hell of it.
But is there anybody in there?
Play it all.
In the league now, I should say, that has the potential that just needs a new situation that could become a quarterback.
Uh-huh.
The silence says it all.
Well, he felt himself drying up in the middle of it. He realized the folly of his question, and it was too late.
Is there a big black bear knocking at the door?
I think in the cabin in Vermont.
What the hell is going on there?
One too many giblets?
Shut up. What's wrong with a giblet?
A vodka giblet?
What is a giblet?
It's a gimlet.
Gimlet.
I don't. It's spelled like a gimlet.
Okay.
It's not a giblet.
Can you hold the copy?
Hold on. Here's the read from the last break.
This week's featured drink is the refreshing cucumber mint giblet. And I would read it again. Same time. Okay. Same thing.
Is it?
Do you have the copy?
Do you have the copy, please?
Where's the copy?
Can we?
Right here.
Hold Let's verify.
Hold it up to the camera.
Okay, I will. Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Just a second here.
Because that would be a common typo. I could
it
see that.
It says Gimblet.
Gimblet.
It says Gimblet?
Gimblet.
G-I-M-B-L-E-T?
Yep.
And how is it described in the copy? Is it cucumber?
Gimblet. I said gimblet.
You said gimblet.
You said giblet.
Right there.
It does say gimblet. Okay.
Verified.
Gimblet.
Cucumber mint giblet. You can find this week's cocktail recipe at 985thesportshub.com along with other great contests.
Okay.
I thought gimlets were with lime, no?
But it's like having like... pineapple tequila. That's why they call it a cucumber gimlet.
Oh, okay.
So it's a different kind. Look, I don't a gimlet.
What makes it a gimlet? I was just wondering.
Vodka and
that's not something I've ever ordered.
Okay, when I attend a bar, we made it with vodka and Rose's lime juice. That was it. That was a gimlet.
I just drink that baby straight. Giblet. Giblets, what you make turkey gravy with, right?
Yes.
Neck.
Yeah.
All right, I got
giblets.
Yeah. Sorry. Giblet?
Gimlet.
It's a vodka giblet. You mix in the giblets.
They added a letter in there.
A little turkey sauce.
You know what? I haven't had turkey in a while.
Let me get the old turkey sauce and vodka.
Seriously, though.
I'm going turkey-free in 2021. I'm going to try and make it a whole year without eating that disgusting, dry, flavorless bird.
I hate it.
I love the Thanksgiving, but you got to make all the fixings.
Not me. I've already made plans. I won't be anywhere near a turkey on Thanksgiving. Done.
Let's pause 90 seconds for headlines and get to the phones. Full phone lines on everything under the sun at this point.
Yep.
Let's do that.
If you guys got any good giblet drinks out there, let us know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.